Al Hill III, an heir to the Hunt oil fortune, claims Watkins indicted him on mortgage fraud charges as a favor to campaign contributor attorney Lisa Blue. Hill and Blue are locked in a court battle over legal fees. First Assistant DA Heath Harris says a motion to stop a misconduct hearing in Judge Lena Lavario's courtroom on Thursday has been filed with the District Court of Appeals in Dallas. Harris also says a federal judge rejected Hill's claim that prosecutorial misconduct by Watkins negatively affected the outcome of his multi-million dollar legal fee dispute.
It didn't work in the federal courts in regards to this allegation of prosecutorial misconduct. The judge is clearly, if you look at the affidavit, if you look at the findings, she clearly said there's not one iota of evidence that supports prosecutorial misconduct in this case.
Harris says Assistant District Attorney Stephanie Martin investigated and took the mortgage fraud case against Hill to the grand jury, not Craig Watkins. But Hill's lawyers say former First Assistant DA Terry Moore has sworn that Watkins personally approved taking the case to the grand jury. And the lawyers say there is a thread of phone calls between Lisa Blue and Craig Watkins prior to Hill's indictment and a campaign contribution as well. Heath Harris says this is really about work privilege. A DA should not be called to testify about his reasons for taking a case to the grand jury.
If he takes a stand about, you know, this particular indictment, then guess where he's going to be tomorrow? In the court. We got 17 felony courts.
Watkins' appeal says a DA's privilege with regard to which cases are prosecuted is protected by state law. Hill's lawyers say Craig Watkins is not above the law and has an obligation to respond to the subpoena under oath. BJ Austin, KERA News.